Something fast, low, and canine just sprinted across the road. But it definitely wasn't a dog. Was it a fox? It didn't look all that red. Would you believe it could have been a coyote? Coyotes are a relatively new addition to our local ecosystems, and were first documented in Maryland in 1972. In fact, Maryland and Delaware were the last two states in the contiguous U.S. to be colonized by these 40-pound hunters. Initial sightings in our area occurred in Cecil, Frederick, and Washington counties. But since then, coyotes have marched eastward across the state and have been witnessed even in places like Ocean City. The coyote, whose scientific name is Canis latrans, is native to North America and has a range that extends from Alaska and continuing south to Central America. In all these places, the coyote is often described as a sly, cunning animal. Indeed, the ancient Aztec word for trickster is where the word coyote comes from today. With spring upon us, many of our listening area's female coyote inhabitants are pregnant and about to deliver about 5 pups each. Each of those pups will possess typical canine features and generally resemble a small German Shepherd dog. They'll have large upright ears, an elongated sharp muzzle, and a long bushy tail with a black tip. Overall, coyotes' fur coloration tends to be grayish-brown, with a cream or white stripe on the throat and belly. Their lower legs may have black stockings. They're mostly nocturnal animals and can outrun most of their prey animals by sprinting up to 45 miles per hour. Coyotes have a diverse diet, preferring fresh meat, but eating carrion and plants as well. They're what we call opportunistic feeders. They prefer small mammals like rabbits, mice, squirrels, and groundhogs, but they have also been known to hunt pets, livestock, deer, and fox. The impacts of coyotes on our region have been significant. Without a native top predator that eats them, various other species have experienced population declines as a direct result of competition for existing resources. Culturally and ecologically significant species, including red fox, have declined dramatically in response to ever-growing coyote populations. Eastern coyotes and red foxes share many common habitat requirements and occupy overlapping niches. Through time, the larger and more resilient coyote is able to outcompete and displace our resident red fox populations. As a result, red fox are typically delegated to small areas devoid of individual coyote home ranges. Lesser yet significant changes have been seen in gray fox, bobcat, and other associated predator and prey populations. Long-term impacts on white-tailed deer are not completely known yet, but the coyote's food habits lead scientists to believe that they will not limit our deer populations. Detailed quantitative population assessments of Maryland's coyote population have recently been initiated, but recent analysis in the similar habitat types in Virginia has shown a 29% annual growth rate in its coyote population. So it's probable that we can continue to see and hear a lot more of these animals. Don't be nervous. Coyotes rarely pose a threat to people, especially adults. And they are resilient and amazing species that are beautiful to see in the wild. Want to learn more? Consider an overnight campout at Irvine, where scout groups and families often hear them. Or visit us online at www.explorenature.org/thenatureofthings. I'm Brooks Paternot, Executive Director of Irvine Nature Center. For WYPR, your NPR news station.